We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of Dr. Professor Eduardo del Fuero Villarosadas, known also as Fuero, or as Lalo to close friends. He was formerly of Chiapas, Mexico, and the new Spanish Republic of Cristal. On March 26, 2029, at the age of 64, Del Fuero fought his final battle with late-stage lung cancer in the Cristalan commune of Aníbal. Eduardo requested his passing was not to be described peacefully. Fuero participated in the 2023 liberation of Geneva and was veteran of several anti-combine and anti-fascist campaigns in his homeland, as well as Switzerland, Romania, the western microstates of Bosnovan Kingdom, Nuova Venezia, Andorra, Barcelona, and Montpellier. He was a key player in the establishment of Republica Cristal and the previous dethroning of tyrant King Rosales. Eduardo was a revolutionary and a guerrilla, as well as a general surgeon and midwife. At his heart, he was a teacher, learner, and lover of the world. He enjoyed fishing, reading, a nice coffee, a well-cooked meal, and time spent with friends, of which he had many. Alongside his great companion, Franklin Weaver, his social work and research in Bucharest led to the advancement of childcare and natal health practices for women post-suppression field. Del Fuero was preceded in death by his parents as well as his wife, Dominica, and his son, Federico Josea, who were both victims of the first combine invasion. Though not survived by blood relatives, in his later years, he was surrounded by students and children who knew him as Tio, and his loss will be felt by Anibalan locals. He spent his final days in the Anibalan Wellness Center under the care of his own colleagues. In his final act of charity, he has donated his body to science. Staffers of the community clinic have announced their decision to rename the establishment Hospital Conmemorativo del Tio Fuero. In tandem, the Anibalan University, at which he volunteered, has adopted the name Weaver Institute by the late doctor's request. Eduardo has described Franklin Weaver, quite aptly, as a man with a heart strong enough to share the burden on his shoulders. Lalo was a source of inspiration and guidance to his students and godchildren. He leaves behind cherished memories, valuable life lessons, and great contributions to newly emerging medical fields. He has saved countless lives, including my own. Prayer services will be held on Thursday, March 29th at 2 p.m. at Lorraine Funeral Home. A formal military burial will be held at a later date, to be determined.